Sri Brad Charja Stot of Sri AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripraja Ashtotar Sat Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Jayam Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktivin Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Sham Radha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Navadip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktivin Ki Jai All glories to the assembled
devotees. Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled
devotees. Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled
devotees. Hare Krishna.
Gaur Premanande.
Hare Hare Bo.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Is this working? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. What do you think? Is it good enough? Doesn't seem like it's doing very much, does it? What do you think? Is it loud enough? Huh? Turn it up a little bit, please. Meanwhile, we can do a cell phone check. All the cell phones should be off. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay, maybe that's better now.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay?
Yes. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.14 Karmashayam
Karmashayam
Hridaya
Hridaya
Granti
Granti
Pantam
Pantam
Avidyaya
Avidyaya
Asaditam
Asaditam
Apramattaha
Apramattaha
Anena
Anena
Yogina
Yogina
Yata Upadesham
Upadesham
Samyad
Samyad
Vyapo Hyapo Padam Vyapo Hya Vyapo Hyo Paramita
Vyapo Paramita
Vyapo Ha Uparamita
Yoga
Karmashayam Hridaya Granti Bandham
Karmashayam Hridaya Granti Bandham
Avidyaya Saditam Apramattaha
Avidyaya Saditam Apramattaha
Anena Yogena Yatopadesham
Anena Yogena Yatopadesham
Samyak Vipotho Paramita Yoga
Samyam
Karmashayam Hridaya Granti Bandham
Karmashayam Hridaya Granti Bandham
Avidyaya Saditam Apramattaha
Avidyaya Saditam Apramattaha
Anena Yogena Yatopadesham
Anena Yogena Yatopadesham
Samyagya Bhojo Paramita Yoga
Kamashyam Hridaya Granti Bandham.
Kamashyam Hridaya Granti Bandham.
Avidyaya Saditam Apramattaha.
Avidyaya Saditam Apramattaha.
Anena Yogena Yato Padesham.
Anena Yogena Yato Padesham.
Samyagya Paramita Yoga.
Samyagya Paramita Yoga. Ashayam hridaya granti bandham. Avidyaya saditam apramattaha.
Anena
yogena yato padesham.
Samyagya
paramita yoga. Paramita yoga. Ashayam hridaya granti bandham. Avidyaya saditam apramattaha. Anena yogena yato padesham.
Samyagya
paramita
yoga.
Samyagya paramita yoga. Is it written wrong? Vyapovyo paramita. Vyapovyo. Vyapovyo paramita. Vyapovyo paramita.
Vyapovyo.
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 Vyapovyo paramita.
Paramita.
Vyapovyo paramita. Avidyaya saditam apramattaha
dittam.
Okay.
Kamasayam
vidya granti bandham.
Avidyaya saditam apramattaha.
Avidyaya saditam apramattaha.
Anena yogena yato padesham.
Anena yogena yato padesham.
Samyagya paramita yoga.
Samyagya paramita yoga. Anyone else? Hundreds? Ramasayam hridaya granti bandham. Avidyaya saditam apramattaha. Anena yogena yato padesham. Samyagya paramita yoga. Paramita yoga. Paramashayam hridaya granti bandham. Avidyaya saditam apramattaha. Anena yogena yato padesham. Yajnapavyo paramita yoga. Karma-ashayam.
Karma-ashayam.
The desire for fruitive activities.
The desire for fruitive activities.
Hridaya-granti.
Hridaya-granti.
The knot in the heart.
The knot in the heart.
Bandham.
Bandham.
Bondage.
Bondage.
avidyaya,
avidyaya,
because of ignorance,
asaritam, asarita,
brought about, apramattaha,
apramattaha,
not being covered,
not being covered
by ignorance or delusion.
Ignorance or illusion.
Very careful.
Very careful.
Anena,
anena,
by this.
By this.
Yogena,
yogena,
practice of yoga.
Practice of yoga.
Yata upadesham,
yata upadesham,
as advised.
As advised.
Samyak,
samyak,
completely.
Completely.
Yapohya,
yapohya,
becoming free from.
Becoming free from.
Uparameta,
uparameta,
one should desist.
One should desist.
Yoga,
yoga,
from the practice of yoga.
From the practice of yoga.
The means of liberation.
The means of liberation.
As I have advised you, my dear sons, you should act accordingly. Be very careful. By these means, you will be freed from the ignorance of the desire for fruitive activity. And the knot of bondage in the heart will be completely severed. For further advancement, you should also give up the means. That is, you should not become attached to the process of liberation itself. Purport. The process of liberation is Brahma Jigyasa, the search for the absolute truth. A gentleman on the other side of the divider, if we could be a little quieter, maybe.
Okay.
Not that divider, the other divider.
Oh, sorry.
You're quiet enough. Didn't even know you were there. The festival on the other side of the circus. This method continues as long as one is done. The process of liberation, generally Brahma Jigyasa, is called Neti Neti, the process by which one analyzes existence to search out the absolute truth. This method continues as long as one is not situated in his spiritual life. Spiritual life is Brahma Bhuta, the self-realized state. In the words of Bhagavad Gita, 1854, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nashochati Nakanshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Madhaktim Labhate Param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahma and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. The idea is to enter into the para bhakti, the transcendental devotional service of the Lord. To attain this, one must analyze one's existence. But when one is actually engaged in devotional service, he should not bother seeking out knowledge. By simply engaging in devotional service, undeviatingly, one will always remain in a liberated condition. Mam chayo dhyavacharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samatityaitam brahmapuyaya kolpate. The unflinching execution of devotional service is in itself Brahma Bhuta. Another important feature in this connection is anena yogena yogopadesham. The instructions received from the spiritual master must be followed immediately. One should not deviate from or surpass the instructions of the spiritual master. One should not be simply intent on consulting books, but should simultaneously execute the spiritual master's order.
Hitopadesham. Mystic power should be achieved to enable one to develop the material conception. But when one actually engages in emotional service, one does not need to practice the mystic yoga system. The point is that one can give up the practice of yoga, but devotional service cannot be given up. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Atmaramas Chamuniyo Nirantha Apyurukrame Krivanchohai Tikim Bhaktim Yittam Bhuta Guno Harihi. Even those who are liberated, Atmarama, must always engage in devotional service. One may give up the practice of yoga when one is self-realized, but at no stage can one give up devotional service. All other activities for self-realization, including yoga and philosophical speculation, may be given up, but devotional service must be retained at all times. What's the report on that dull roar? Where is it coming from and why is it going on? And they're unresponsive to requests to keep their mouth shut.
They can't hear.
Well, that's reciprocal. Of course they can hear back there. Gentlemen in the Brahmachari Ashram, could you please keep the noise down? If we can hear them, they can hear us.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
That's a law of some sort. Om jnana timirantasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurin militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovistam sthapitam jena bhutale Trayam rupakadamayam tadati shapadantikam. Are there more asanas? Take it. It's yours. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapadakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunatham Uttam Stam Sadivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Dutamcha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavane Shri Vrishabhano Sute Devi Paramami Hori Priya Vancha Kopatanu Pyascha Kripasinto Devacha Patidanam Pavanevyo Vaishnadevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadhari Prabhupada Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Karmashayam Vidya Granti Bantam Avidyaya Saditam Apramattaha Anena Yogena Yatopadesham Samyak Yapo Vyo Paramena Parameta Yoga. These are instructions by Lord Rishabhdev. Yatopadesham, as I've advised you, the Rishabhdev has advised his sons, Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma, Yarindriya Pritiyo Aprinoti. nasadu manya. This sense gratification, excessive sense gratification, is not good. A man becomes crazy, pramatta, by agitation of the senses, and performs sinful activities and becomes entangled. But this is not at all good. The man becomes attracted to a woman becomes attracted to a man. Striyo, pumsa striyo, maitani palamaita. Then, tayor mito vidyagrantama. By mutual attraction, this hard knot in the heart becomes very tight, is strong, strongly tightened knot of sense gratification, attachment for sense gratification. This is not good. How should one get free from this? That he's also described. One should accept a highly elevated, spiritually advanced person as spiritual master. One should place one's faith and love in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should detest sense gratification and tolerate the dualities of the material world. One should try to realize the miserable condition of living entities, even in the higher planetary systems. One should philosophically inquire about the truth, undergo all kinds of austerities for the sake of devotional service, give up the endeavor for sense enjoyment, and engage in the service of the Lord. One should hear about, listen to discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and always associate with devotees. Chant about and glorify the Supreme Lord, and look upon everyone equally on the spiritual platform. One should give up enmity and subdue anger and lamentation. One should abandon identifying the self with the body and the home, and practice reading revealed scriptures. One should live in a secluded place and practice the means for completely controlling the life air, the mind, the senses. One should have full faith in the revealed scriptures and always observe celibacy. Perform one's prescribed duties and avoid unnecessary talk. Always thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should acquire knowledge from the right source, and in this way, by practicing bhakti yoga, one will patiently and enthusiastically be elevated in knowledge and be able to give up false ego. So the ultimate process is devotional service. As Srila Prabhupada points out, in the beginning there may be philosophical inquiry on the basis of neti-neti, na-iti-na-iti. It's not this. This is Maya. A kind of practice of elimination, by which one understands that none of the things of this material world are the ultimate goal of life. None of the things of this material world are the real source of happiness. None of the things of this material world are permanent or absolute. They're all projections of the illusory energy. So, na-iti, not earth, not water, not fire, not air, not ether, not mind, not intelligence, not the false sense of identity with this material body and the material things. Na-iti. In this way, philosophically, if one carefully examines things in this way under proper guidance, one will come to the conclusion that none of these things are the absolute truth. But generally by this process one comes to some impersonal idea for some idea of void. Not this, not this, not this, not anything. So then, if none of this, then nothing. Void. Or if none of this, then some impersonal, abstract truth. That's as far as philosophical speculation generally goes. But if one hears from the right source, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhaktivata Bij, one can get the seed of devotional service. And by devotional service, one can get free from the tight knots of attachment in the heart. And that means one can be free from material existence. Karmashaya. Karmashaya means the hope that by material activities one will be happy. The aspiration to strive, to succeed, to excel, to get in pursuit of excellence in this material world. Karmashaya. That karmashaya just results in sharira bondage to this material body, material to wife and home and children, bank balance, and so many things. So karmashaya, hridaya granti panta. These things form the hridaya granti. It's not the heart. Avidyaya asarita, brought about by ignorance. Ignorance means I'm thinking I'm this body. This is my property. This is my wife. This is my money. These are my relatives. Janasya mohoyam, maham maneti. I'm this, I'm that, and this is mine. Avidyaya, this is ignorance. Avidyaya saditam. Apramatta, one should be apramatta. Pramatta means exceedingly crazy. Mattaha means crazy. And pramatta means exceedingly crazy. In the material world, people are exceedingly crazy. Maybe in San Francisco you have to add an extra pra. Pra. Utterly crazy.
Fourth mode.
Hmm?
Fourth mode of material nature.
Fourth mode of material nature.
San Francisco.
Yeah, in San Francisco. When the denizens of the lower modes of San Francisco are elevated, they come to avidya. Pramata. Utterly mad. Even the respectable, supposedly sane and intelligent people of the material world are utterly mad when they're thinking, I'm this body, and sense gratification will make me happy. That basic premise is wrong. And one who follows that premise, especially by performing sinful activities, vikarma, is mad, utterly mad. They don't know what the result will be. They're simply thinking, let me enjoy, let me enjoy. And damn the consequences. Consequences won't come, or anyway, it's worth it. Enjoy while you can, or you only have one life, or whatever it is. Some idea or another, just go for it, just do it, don't even think about it. And the result is that they suffer all the consequences of their madness. Avidya. So one has to become apramatta. Apramatta means sane.
Apramatta. Not being covered by ignorance,
Or Prabhupada says, very careful. A person who's pramatta, who's crazy, is careless. They sometimes style themselves carefree. Yeah, I don't care. No rules, no regulations, no hang-ups, no... what is it called? No inhibitions. Carefree. But careless. As in, I could care less. Corruption of I couldn't care less. Anyway, that's a linguistic illusion. But careless. Just doing things willy-nilly, without proper consideration, without thought, without weighing the consequences. You can say without intelligence, because these are all the functions of intelligence. Or with polluted intelligence, because the polluted intelligence can think up all sorts of excuses and reasons and explanations and justifications for doing something stupid. That's polluted intelligence. Scientists can come up with elaborate explanations for why we should enjoy in this material world and forget about any higher purpose. Perverted intelligence, misuse of intelligence. But intelligence directed toward eating, sleeping, mating, and fighting. That kind of intelligence. So apramatta means, Prabhupada translates it, not crazy, very careful. One has to act very carefully. One has to think about what one is doing. One has to consider, who am I? What is my purpose of life? What will doing these things result in? Therefore, a person who's apramatta gives up intoxication, gambling, meat eating, illicit sex. He's careful, he's thoughtful. What will be the result of these things? What will be the result? So he gives them up. That's a sign of being apramatta, not bewildered, not crazy, not careless, careful, very careful. The path of spiritual realization is compared to the Upanishads to the razor's edge. One has to be very careful. A little inattention and you get caught. The path of human life is like that, for careless. One has to be very careful about apramatta. Krishna consciousness also. You have to be very careful. Not lose it by being careless. Anena, yogi, by this practice, yatopadesha, as I advise, samyak vyapohya, uparamita yoga. One should become free from this hard knot in the heart, and one should also become free from the various means of spiritual advancement. Pious activities, mental speculation, jnana-karma-anyavrita. One has to get free from these things. Quickly, just do it. Thank you. One has to become free from these things. But one should not become free from devotional service. One should not give up devotional service. That's the point. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma yashotiti nukanchiti samasarveshu bhaiputeshu manpaktin lokate pranam. When one comes to the real stage of spiritual advancement, one surrenders to Krishna. And when one's engaged in devotional service, everything else is included. Krishna bhakti koilo sarva pranakata. Everything is there in Krishna consciousness. So the devotional process, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pavasevam, hearing, chanting, remembering Krishna, the process of devotional service as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the means for becoming sane, for becoming free from material existence, and for being restored to our eternal identity in the service of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments, etc.?
So in this purport, Prabhupada says that one who is in devotional service should not search out for knowledge.
One who is engaged in devotional service should not search out for knowledge. Yeah.
And one would expect the next sentence to follow that knowledge is automatically gained at the point of devotional service.
Mm.
But in this purport specifically, it doesn't say that.
No.
So now someone could just quote that. And especially, you know, whenever we make sometimes in the class, I make presentations about matter or something. Generally, the word is something like, oh, we don't need this, but it is described, you know, in extensively third chapter. And it also said, Vasudeva is a little bit of the other three of the continent. Ah, I support the Gyanaman, the Gyanaman, the Gyanaman. Prabhupada in other places says that the devotee is not there.
Yes.
And that if performing devotion, in fact, in one purport, even goes to say, in performing devotional service, if one doesn't have knowledge, then it should be considered that the performance is insufficient.
Mm.
But in this purport, somebody could just quote this out of context, at least at the extent out of context, and say, see, Prabhupada says here, if you're doing for devotional service, you don't need any knowledge. So, any comments?
Yeah. Elsewhere it's said, Bhaktya Shuddha Grihitaya, that Tashadatana Maniyo Karnabhairandhya Yogdaya, Pashanjyatani Chakrana Bhaktya Shuddha Grihitaya. Devotional service doesn't mean some sentiment. It exists on the platform of knowledge. So by knowledge, one may come to the conclusion, with some help of the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of devotees, one may come to the conclusion of devotional service, then there's a different kind of knowledge that one gets. It doesn't mean that now we don't need that the proper disciples, but we don't care about books. We're just interested in love. We're just interested in love. Otherwise, we're quoting from the book, say you don't need books. Quoting from the book to say you don't need books. That means we haven't understood the book. If we don't need books, why have some tissue probably written some of the books? Why have the Goswamis written some of the books? Does it mean that they're not engaged in devotional service? Or they were just need advice?
They ask, what is the meaning here for us if one does not have
it? It means 1880. This, as Prabhupada explained, this simply analytical knowledge for coming to the conclusion, what is the absolute truth, what is the goal? We know what the absolute truth is. We've already done that. We don't have to go back over that. We know. And what is the means to that? We also know. And now we want to know more about the science of Krishna, as explained in Sri Prabhupada, the Tolkien Deja. Another comment, question? I'll pass this to Magaluna.
There seem to be two or three different issues all wrapped up together. We don't need any knowledge if we know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mm-hmm. We have full faith, we just chant Hare Krishna, we become absorbed in love with Krishna. Mm-hmm. We don't need anything else.
Yeah.
We don't even need to know we're not this body. We just...
Yeah. Let me just comment on that, just real quick.
If you reach that stage of Uttama Bhakti Paramahamsa, then you don't need any damn thing. You don't need anything. You don't even need to chant Hare Krishna. You don't need anything. You've already attained perfection.
You don't need Krishna also. Sometimes Gopi says, go away, don't
do that. That's really relaxation. But you don't need any process for spiritual realization if you've attained that state. But who's on that stage? No, I just like to chant. That's good. And maybe that will be enough. But the danger is that because I just like to chant and I don't have knowledge, I'll get shot down by the material nature. And then my I like to chant will turn into I never want to chant again. Or I used to chant. Yeah, I used to chant. Because he didn't really understand what it was. Didn't know what he was doing. Didn't understand what this material world was. Chanting is nice, but the material world is not so bad. Because he doesn't have clear knowledge. The trouble with the thing is that the intelligence is just next to the soul, and the mind is one down from the intelligence. So if we're on the platform of the mind, today I'd like to chant, tomorrow I'd like to do something else. Because that's the nature of the mind, it's flighty, it likes to go from here to there. So I'm in love with Krishna for a while, just like I'm in love with Susie, you know, for a while. And then later it's Barbara, and later it's Jane, and later it's Jack, or whatever it may be. Because the mind is unsteady, but when we come to the platform of intelligence, then we're on the steady platform. The intelligence just doesn't just bounce around, the intelligence analyzes and comes to conclusive understanding. So when there's devotional service on the basis of conclusive understanding, or fortified with conclusive understanding, then it becomes something steady. And then it can go on and on and on. So we ignore the knowledge given by the spiritual master or given by the shastras at our peril. Also, that's one side. We won't really understand the dangers of this material world. And on the other side, we won't understand the glories of Krishna, which are not available just by sentiment, by hearing. Therefore, the pure devotees, although they don't have to do anything, they love to chant. They love to hear Sri Bhagavatam. They love to be engaged in these different methods of Krishna consciousness. It's not dry speculation. It's transcendentally enlivening service. Devotional service doesn't mean that I only do the things I like to do or the things that I choose to do. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is a form of devotional service. Reading is a form of devotional service, reading these books. It's not that devotional service is just, well, for the real side, is kissing the sannyasinis. It's not that. Devotional service means all of these things. We hear of all the means that Mahaprabhu emphasized to associate with devotees, to be engaged in the service of the deity, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam in that association, to chant Hare Krishna, and to live in Vrindavan or a place of pure devotional service. All of those things. Those are the most essential items. So a pure devotee doesn't give up these things on the plea of, no, I just need to do devotional service. That's enough. This is devotional service.
Whoa, that was one out of three.
Oh, okay. This is on this point.
That was on that point. I interrupted Mogulila to put it for that point.
Yes, there are just two other, or three or four, kind of pandit rishis wrapped up here. But so one is, of course, when one is not on that highest platform, which not very many of us are. So then we need something else. We need something else for ourselves also. And then that's one issue. And then there's another issue.
Whoa, whoa. Let's stop right there.
Okay.
If we're not advanced in devotional service, we need something else. We need more devotional service. Krishna Bhakti Kaila Savakarma for Divine. It's not that we need something else because devotional service isn't good enough. Rather, we need more devotional service because that's better than whatever something that something else was. I need something else for sense gratification because devotional service isn't enough. I need something else for knowledge. Everything's there in devotional service. So what I really need is less of the other things. I need less of something else. It's the something else which is my impediment, not my cushion. And then another point is that in San Francisco, the fourth mode of intervention, there may be some. Devotional service. Because the modes here are so bulky, so the devotional service has to be intense to break through. Kir Krishna Kirtan Gama. Because they're sleeping so soundly, the alarm clock has to be very loud. Krishna Kirtan, very loud Kirtan. And that will be good. Tivrena. Tivrena Bhakti also means pure devotional service. It's not that because San Francisco is so moti, we have to mix our devotional service with a few modes to keep pace with the local population. Our devotional service will be more pure, more exclusive. So that it will be powerful enough to have some effect. Okay. There's another question someplace. Please come on.
You know about this point of different levels of insanity or madness, and you said people that are considered very sane, they're still mad because they think they're their body. But I wonder people that, like you see, since you're a scholar, the scholarly population in this kind is very small. Like, it seems people that are very intelligent or sane, they're not so attracted to Krishna consciousness. And you see, in many of our temples, we have at least one or two rather insane people.
Hold on a second. We have few scholars in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, it seems that devotional service and Krishna consciousness may not be attractive to the sane, the scholarly section, but rather to kind of riffraff or the occasional lunatic who frequents the Hare Krishna temple. I would challenge the whole assertion. It seems to me this is a sociological overlay. A lot depends on who you start with. If you start with, and where you aim, if you aim at bums, you'll get bums. If you aim at a higher section of people, you'll start to attract a higher section of people. And of course, the more you attract a higher section of people, the more you can attract a higher section of people. That's the first thing. There are countries in the world where the Hare Krishna movement, particularly.
The second thing is that there is a problem. Everyone has problems. And the problem with the so-called sane people is that they become intoxicated by their success. If they're very beautiful, then they don't need Hare Krishna because they're so beautiful that they can go on their links. You know, they're making $40,000 by sitting before a camera for 2 hours. So what do they need Hare Krishna for? All they need to do is look good and enjoy. What is that? Not a cougar, not a money, and enjoy with young girls and forget about the money. Or they may be brilliant, intellectually brilliant, and then they become carried away with their intellectual brilliance. They become arrogant. They think that they know more than anyone. They think that they're too intelligent to believe in God. One so-called intellectual mind man, her opening remark to a person she met was, surely you are too intelligent to believe in God. Now you get this intellectual arrogance. This use of intellectual power becomes kept so carried away and puffed up that one thinks that he's such hot stuff that what does he have to learn? Kongyosti Sattva Shoga Maya in the Bhagavad Gita. Who else is there like me? I'm in control. I'm enjoying like anything. I'm perfect. I'm powerful. I'm happy. I'm surrounded by aristocratic relatives. I made this much money now, and I'll get more money by my schemes. This person's my enemy, and I've snatched him. I'll snatch the next one also. I'll give some charity. I'll do some yajnas. And I'll enjoy it. If you can be all the time. This way, we will live by ignorance. So those who are the top rungs of success, they have their problems also, or even middle rung or any rung. As soon as one's a little intelligent or a little beautiful or has a degree or owns some property, he thinks that he knows more than anything. And then it's very difficult. He becomes prabhatana, crazy. So sometimes a person who's snatched